Shalom v'racha, Bez Hashem, begin a new limud. Hilchos Tefillin from Yishalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Simon Chaf Hei Sif Aleph, Dinei Tefillin B'Protus. Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Achesh Shalovish Talis Metzuyutz, Yenich Tefillin. After a person put on a talis with tzitzis, he has to put on his tefillin. Shemayim HaKodesh, because we go up in Kedusha. So first we put on a talis, and the next level of Kedusha is tefillin. Shemayim HaKodesh. And a person who places his tefillin bag and his talis bag in one bag, they have to be careful if they put the same tefillin, the tefillin in the same bag with the talis, they have to be careful that you should not put the kisa tefillin, the tefillin bag, in front of the talis. What's the problem if you put your tefillin bag in front of the talis? Turning the page. Because if you have your tefillin in front of your talis, then you have to put in the tefillin first in order not to transgress the iser of mavin ala mitzvahs. You shouldn't pass over on the mitzvah. So here we are discussing the importance of putting the tefillin behind the talus, or on the side of the talus, so that when you take out your talus, this should come first. You put your hand in the talus bag, and you have the tefillin next to you. You should take out the talus first, because if you do take the tefillin out first, you touch your tefillin first, then you have to put in the tefillin first. And we just started off the mechaber that said ma'ilam b'kodesh, which means you should put in the talus first and then the tefillin, and not the other way around. The mishmur says in sifkat and aleph. Even if the talis is only chayiv in the rabbanon, what's an example of a talis only chayiv in the rabbanon? You go in talis which is sheula achas shloshim yoyim, a talis which you borrowed for after 30 days, you have it now for 30 days, and you have to put tzitzis on it, but it's only the rabbanon because it's not yours really. You're borrowing it. So too, in such a case like this, you should still put on the talis before the tefillin. Yenich tefillin sif katan beis. A misha ein yodai mesegas liknas tzitzis at tefillin. A person doesn't have enough money to buy tzitzis at tefillin. Which one should he buy first? It's either one or the other. Hechriya achrayim de tefillin kaidman. The achrayim conclude that tefillin come first. What's the reason for that? Ki tzitzis hurak mitzvah im yesh atal shal arba kanfais. Because tzitzis is a mitzvah if you have a four-corner garment. If you have a four-corner garment, then you put on the tzitzis on the four-cornered garment. Utfilin uchayva. However, tefillin is an obligation every single day, regardless of whether you have tefillin or not. You have an obligation to put on tefillin. Misha'enoi manicha nu bichlal pleish yisrael begufa. The person who does not put on tefillin, he falls in the category of pleish yisrael begufa, and the sinners of klal yisrael with their body. Of course, there's always tshuva, but that's the category the person falls in. As we'll discuss more in Simen Lamed Zayin. The kol shekein l'in and liknas tefillin in the hudarin. In regards to a person buying beautiful tefillin, very good quality tefillin, or a talis, so the tefillin come first, the high quality tefillin come before the talis. And people make a mistake with how to purchase things and what to spend their money on. Continues the Mishra further. And a person does not have money to purchase tzitzis of tefillin, he is not obligated to knock on doors and to raise money in order to purchase tzitzis of tefillin. As opposed to you find by two mitzvahs derabanan, by dalet kaisais of Pesach, which we had last month, as well as by Chanukah, we have over there, there is a chiyuv, a person should go knock on the doors in order to purchase yayin for dalet kaisais, or the oil or the candles for Chanukah. However, over here we say he's not obligated to knock on doors and to collect money in order to purchase tzitzis with tefillin. However, a person who is financially capable to purchase these mitzvahs items, but he relies on that which he's borrowing from others, after they fulfill their mitzvah, so he borrows someone's tefillin after he. His friend that did the mitzvah, cause of a bach, the onshoy godol. The Bach says about such a person like this that he has a very big punishment for such a person. Now, it's very important to take a look at the bottom line, the bottom two lines of the page in the Shaar HaTzion over here, because this is a very, very important issue about putting tefillin in the right place, as the Mishruah discussed in the Siman Chazayin, more barichus. Unfortunately, it's a problem that exists in many, many places, in countries in Klal Yisrael, of people putting on tefillin every single day, Baruch Hashem, but it's tefillin in the wrong place. And it's in the wrong place, as we'll see later on, it's kimunach and mekisa, and it's like it's in your bag. It's like you never put it on. Not only that, unfortunately, a person made a bracha v'atala. So he says over here, Gam matzli shalei deizeh. Now we're discussing a person who is not buying tefillin when he has the financial capability, but rather he's borrowing it. So what's the problem with that? Gam matzli shalei deizeh in mekayim mitzvah tefillin kedin. It could be that he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin properly. Why not? Gam mevarich l'vatala v'ayvar lo yisisa. He'll also make a bracha v'atala and transgress the isra of lo yisisa shem akech l'shav, of saying Hashem's name in vain. A person is an Isser, you should not do that. Ki lefame hakesher katon agodol, lefi midas reishai, v'mis'atz l'saknoi. Because sometimes the kesher, the knot of the tefillin, is not the right size, too big, too small. The person's tefillin that you're borrowing from is not the same size head that you have. Oishe chaveir, makbid al zeh, uchvar kosa prima gadim, the tefillin, shmanochem, shalom, kaiman, hem kimonochem, bekisan. And he's quoting the famous Prima Gadim that we'll see later on as well, that tefillin that are on the person's head but in the wrong place. And just to be very clear, if it's below the original hairline, even if a person has a receding hairline, it's the original hairline. If a person has tefillin, the front of the tefillin are below the original hairline, it's kimunachin bekisan. It's a very, very extremely important point in Hichos tefillin, that the Chafetz Chaim in many of his other Sfarim, Shmiyas Halashin, and Shem Ailem, in all the other Sfarim that he writes, he also points out this important mitzvah, in Akdamat to Mishnah Berurah over here, that people are wearing the tefillin Shaloi B'Mkayman in the wrong place, it's too low, and they're not Mekayin the mitzvah, and they're even Isser of Lo Yisisa as well, with the Bracha L'Vatala. Okay, back on top. We had mentioned that the Bach says, Kos of Bach, the Unsha Godel at the end of Sivkot and Beis, and the Dirshno explains, what's the Unsha Godel, what's going on over here, what's the problem? So we're going to see that when a person davens Shema, he has to have his tefillin on him. He says, Ukshartam lo'is la'idecha, v'hilu to'itofis be'enecha. And if a person doesn't have tefillin, when he can have tefillin on, and he's as if he's meyud the edus sheker ba'atzma, it's as if he's giving false testimony about himself, because he's saying, you put on tefillin, and he's not putting on tefillin, and he's reciting Shema. Why is this person not putting on tefillin? Because he's not taking his money, he's not buying himself a pair of tefillin. So that's what the Bach is referring to, is the onshe godol, as we'll see more on this later on. Sivkotin gimel. So we said, if you have a bag that you put your talis and tefillin in the same bag, so don't put your tefillin in front of the talis. Shelo yifga perush afilu lo yachliz behem biyada. Even if you're not going to hold the tefillin in your hand, you still shouldn't come to put your hand near the tefillin first. Rak lefi hayshadas yada heimunachim lefanov tchila. Ema virmalem etzarech lakdiman. So even if you just put your hand in the bag and the tefillin are in front of the talis, this is still a problem. And then you have to put in the tefillin first. And we said in Mechaber, Maila Mekodesh, which means you put in the talis first and then the tefillin. So it's important to make sure a person puts the tefillin in the back of his bag. The talis should be in the front, that when he puts his hand in the bag, his hand should first come to the talis. It's only if he wants to put in the tefillin now. But if he doesn't want to put in the tefillin now, let's say just wants to put in the talis. He wants to put in the talis, he wants to learn with his talis on for half an hour before davening, for example. So it's not an issue of mavir in the mitzvah because he's not doing the mitzvah of tefillin now. So this topic can be defined as the discussion of ein mavir in al mitzvahs. Sivkot in dalit, we said in the Mechaber, on the top of the next page, that he should put the talis in front of the tefillin kedei shelo yivga behem tchilo, v'yitzorech lanichim, because if he doesn't put the talis in front, then he's going to come to the tefillin first, and he has to put in the tefillin. Sivkot Nalva nearly poshut. It's obvious, says the Mishnah Rodi, he mispala bebeisoi. If he's davening in his house, and he wants to put in talis and tefillin. V'sei cheder shalofada munach tefillin. V'sei cheder acher munach talis. So he has two rooms in front of him. And one room, he has the tefillin. Another room, he has the talis. Tzarech laniach tefillin b'reisha kedei shlo yavar al mitzvahs. So you see how far the mitzvah of a mavirin al mitzvahs goes. If you should not pass over a mitzvah, is that if you are passing the room, if you're mispalling your house, if you're davening your house, and you want to put in the talis and tefillin, and you have the tefillin in the room first, and then the talis in the room afterwards, you have to put in the tefillin first. You shouldn't be maver ala mitzvahs. Acharei that tefillin is zman l'fan v'tchila, because the tefillin are there in front of you first. V'ashlai not l'adayin ha'tefillin b'yodai. And even if you didn't put the tefillin in your hand, the mere fact that you're passing the room with the tefillin in that room is still considered to be maverin ala mitzvahs. And we should not be passing over a mitzvah. Siv Katan Hay. In the case we just discussed, where you have the talis and tefillin in the same bag, so the tefillin was in front of the talis, so you have to put in the tefillin first. Koydim atalis. V'over v'nichem yodoy v'notol atalis. Shuv v'ozol l'ozvoy litol atfillin. Now let's say a person, which happens sometimes, a person gets startled, he picks up his tefillin first, then realizes, wait a minute, I'm not wearing my talis. So he quickly puts down the tefillin. So at that point in time, he shouldn't go back to pick up the tefillin. At that point in time, he already put it down. So once he put it down, now he puts on his talis. That's what he's saying over here. Im avar v'henicham, and if he transgressed and he put the tefillin down, miyodoi v'notal ha-talis, and he took the talis, shuv osu la'ozvoi, he v'litol ha-tefillin. So once he takes the talis, he should already put in the talis. Sifkot involv. The Ramah says on top of the page, Hago miu im tefillin mizumanim biyodei, neve'en loy tzitzis, ein tzorech lantum ala tzitzis, elo meniach tefillin, uchshimevim talis me'atfoy. So what happens if a person has a tefillin, but he doesn't have his talis? So the Ramah is basing his discussion here off what the Mechaber started off with, where we said, Maila mekoydesh, so first you put in your talis, and then you put in a tefillin. But here, the person doesn't have his talis. So should he wait for the talis or put on the tefillin for right now? And he says here, in tefillin mizumana biyodai, if you had the tefillin in your hand and you don't have tzitzis, you don't have to wait for the tzitzis, but rather you put on the tefillin first. Ve'inu tzitzis if katan vav, then Mishnah Berurah says, afilu hu hayloich bali dal kanfos. Even if he's not wearing tzitzis, talis katan, dal kanfos, he's not wearing anything at all. Not in Talis Golo, not in Talis Katan. He still puts on the tefillin because that's what he has. V'koshekein lefim hinageinu d'chol echad zor b'Talis Katan. Even more so, everybody wears a Talis Katan. Nonetheless, he still puts on the tefillin first. Even if he doesn't have his Talis Golo, even Talis Katan is irrelevant. He has a tefillin, he puts it on now. V'ein sarich siv katan zayin. The Ramadan said, ein sarich lahamtin ala tzitzis. You don't have to wait for the tzitzis. We don't wait to do the mitzvah. You have the mitzvah tefillin now. You don't have the talis. Put on the tefillin. Ein mashin as a mitzvah. Even though there is a svar, perhaps one might think to say that you should do the mitzvah in a better way. What's the mitzvah in a better way? First, put on the talis, and then ma'ala mekodesh, put on the tefillin. To that, the mishnah concludes mitzvah b'shaito chaviva. A mitzvah at its right time, meaning the tefillin right now, that is the more dear approach, more appropriate mahalach. It's chaviva, and therefore you put on the tefillin even without the talis. V'chein betodir, v'shin etodir, dekaiblin etodir koidam, ein etodir lefaneinu, ein tzarech lahamtin. So too, in the principle of todir, v'shin etodir. Todir koidam, that which is more frequent, the mitzvah that comes more on a frequent basis, you should do the mitzvah first. But if that mitzvah is not right now in front of you, so we don't wait, and we can do the other mitzvah. That was Sif Aleph, the discussion of Emavirin al mitzvahs. And that's why it's important when you put your talis and tefillin in the talis bag to make sure, not like some people do, they have their tefillin bag from their bar mitzvah, and then they take out their tefillin bag, they put it down, and then they take out their talis. You should not be doing that. Now, there are kulas, there are leniencies that the Pesukim discuss, that if you have, let's say, your tefillin in your tefillin bag, and then some people have a plastic still on their tefillin bag, and then they take that out, so some want to suggest that your tefillin are not really muzumanim lefanav, it's not right, it's a kula, it's not lechatchila, but that the tefillin are not really right in front of you, so therefore, it's perhaps not ma'avir na'al mitzvahs, but still lechatchila. We saw a case that a person goes into a class, into a room, and the talis is in the second room, is passing by the tefillin in that room, that's still called ma'avirin alamitzus. Therefore, you put your talis in the front, so as soon as you put your hand in the bag, take out your talis, and then ma'ilam akkadish, you put on the tefillin afterwards. Continue with Simon with Siv Beis. Mishi hu zor b'talis katan, yubishenu yaniach tefillin b'beisai. So the Chavit tells us a case of a person who is careful to wear a talis katan, he should put it on. V'yanich tefillin bebeisai. Now he's putting tefillin in his house. V'yelich lovush betzitzis umuchter betefillin lebeisak neses. So he's wearing his talis katan, and he has puts on tefillin as well. And then when he goes to shul, is atayif betalis gadol. Then he'll put on the talis gadol in shul. The Ramah says, no, that's not our minhag. Not like the Mechaber says, to put on your tefillin in your house, walk to shul and put on your talis gadol. No, that's not how we do it, says the Ramah. But rather, put on the talis gadol in shul, and then put on, make the bracha, and then put on the tefillin afterwards. Says the Mishra Sifkat Neches Bebeisai Kedei Sheyetzmi Pesach Beisai Betzitzis O Tefillin. What's the importance, explains the Mishra, of what the Mechaber is telling us, that you should put on a tefillin in your house, because now you're leaving your front door wearing tzitzis with tefillin, U'kumosha Heviya Beisai Yisif Adarche Moshe B'shem HaZayir Ein Shom Shuhu Inyin Gadol. That's a very, very important thing, because a person has Talis, tefillin, and the mezuzah, the pischoi, as the mezuzah, as we'll see later on, by his front door. As the Gemara Menachos tells us, that a person has these three mitzvahs, and though he's doing them properly, loibim heri yechta, he's not going to come to do a various, in a quick fashion, he's going to, it's a shmiro, it's a protection that the person will not do a various. However, v'imedeo sheyelech derech mevoye samutunofa yisoyish matsuyin nochrim merachoyif. Person knows he's going to walk through dirty streets. In those days, they didn't have public sewers. They didn't have a sewer system, and the garbage was in the streets. And if he's going through a dirty place with soy, with excrement and different disgusting things around, so he should not be putting walking around the tefillin. Also, if there are nochrim, non-Jews in the street, yenichem b'chotze b'sekneses, he should put them in the room, in the courtyard before the shul. If it's not possible to put on a tefillin, but the chotzer beis hakneses, then you should put them on before you leave your house, and then you should cover them up with your hat, with your hand, whatever you can cover up your tefillin with. A person gets up early before daybreak, when he comes to shul. So then, there's no concern of trying to fulfill what the Zayah Kodesh says of putting on the tefillin when you leave your house, because it's not the time for the tefillin. Like that's, for example, let's say in the winter time, a person is leaving his house at 6:30, 7 o'clock. It might not be time for tefillin yet. When the day begins, it's better put on your tefillin by the shul courtyard, the room before the basic knesses, before the shul itself. And then you'll put on your tefillin there, v'yikonis achakach lebeisek neses, and then you'll go to the shul wearing a talis and tefillin. V'sham yisateif, the Mechaber said that v'yelech lovish betzitzis umuchtar betfillin beisek neses, v'sham yisateif betalis gadol, and that's where you should be putting on the talis gadol in the shul. That's what the Mechaber just told us. In the place, once again, where you have nachrim, non-Jews in the street, you should put on your talis in the chotzer of the shul if it's possible. Avarich alav, and you make a bracha, perish birchas leisatev, make a bracha leisatev, yichav and lifto, bracha zu gam hatalas katan, as we learned earlier in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simon Chesef Yud, that by Ashkenazim, if a person wears a talis gadol, he should not be making a bracha on the talis katan. Rather, he should have in mind that when he makes the bracha on the talis gadol, that he's including the talis katan as well. Let's continue now with Sif Gimel. Mechaber brings a rush. The rush says as follows: Harosh hayu misader habrachis ad oiter Yisrael b'sif aro. The rush would say the birchas hashachar. Nice and sechivino, all these brachas until the brach of Eiter Yisrael b'Sif Aro. He'd wait to say that. Va'oz yamanich tefillin. Then he'd put on the tefillin before Eiter Yisrael b'Sif Aro. Mevarich Eiter Yisrael b'Sif Aro. And then you make the brach of Eiter Yisrael b'Sif Aro. Hashem crowns Yisrael with the splendor, referring to tefillin. Says the Mishra Sif Katan Yud Beis. Va'oz, then he would put on the tefillin. Kidei litin shevach va'ido b'bracha zu, to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thanks to Hashem for this bracha, gam ala tefillin shenikrayim pe'er, also on the tefillin that are called pe'er, splendor, shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, pe'erecha chavish alecha, pe'erecha meaning the glory, the splendor is chavish alecha, is on you, v'koy ala tefillin shehein pe'er l'Yisrael, is referring to the tefillin which are a glorious splendor for a yid to wear, for Klal Yisrael to wear tefillin, k'mo shenemar v'ro'u kol ami aretz, Yoru Mimeka, as it says, and all the nations of the world will see that you're wearing tefillin, Yoru Mimeka, and they're going to be afraid of you. Darshin and Elo tefillin Shebaroish, and this refers to the tefillin Shebaroish. Sif Katin Gimel, Yud Gimel, Mavarech Aite, so the Rosh will make the bracha of Aite, so Sifara by the Bechaz HaShachar. The Malbim and Arzis HaChaim writes, Ulori Isi Shnoigin Kain, I haven't seen people do this, to make the brachas in the house until Oite Yisab Zifara, like the Rosh did. Rak Menichim Tfilin Koitim Brechas HaShachar, Ayachakach, but rather the people put on the Tfilin before or after Brechas HaShachar, Kolech Lefi Menhoga, each person according to his Minik. Rak Reizim Medatikim L'Sham Memashish B'Tfilin Shal Yad V'Shal Roish V'Shal Shem Varech Brechas. What did he see? Says Arz HaChaim. I've seen people who, after they make the Brach of Oite Yisab Zifara, they touch the Tfilin, they move the Tfilin a little, they touch the Tfilin, and they kiss the Tfilin. This says that's the chayim that they do when they make the bracha of Eiter Yisrael B'Sifara, they touch the tefillin, they kiss the tefillin. Okay, Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says here in Sif Dalet, Tzorich Sheyu Tefillin Olav Vishas Kriyashma Utfila. Person has to be wearing tefillin at the time of Kriyashma and the time of Tefila, time of Shemayna Esrei. That's a laimar. Sif Katan Yud Dalet. L'chol ha'pachus, at the very least. In other words, this is the bare minimum. At the very least, a person has to have the tefillin on b'shas kriya shema or tefillah. Uk kamon, as we see later on, in simon lamed zayin. Siv beis. V'amin b'gumar, Gemara tells us, kol ha'kari kriya shema b'li tefillin. Whoever recites kriya shema without tefillin. Harei hu ki'ilu meid edu sheker v'atzma chas v'shom. It's as if he's testifying falsely about himself. U'pirish v'toysus, lefi shene oimer, says, u'kshartem lo'oyus. It says in Shema, you should bind them as a sign around you for yourself. The vein koish, he doesn't do the kshir, he doesn't bind them on his arm. Even though he did fulfill his obligation of kriya Shema, why? Because the Maitzi said Shema at the right time. Nonetheless, he has an avera for a different angle of what he's doing. Because it's showing as if he doesn't want to fulfill the rest of Hashem. This is this false testimony which we spoke about, that he's testifying falsely about himself because he's saying to put on tefillin. He's not wearing tefillin. So he's mekayim mitzvos asay of kriya shema, but he is testifying falsely about himself in regards to the tefillin because he's not wearing tefillin. It's now a very yisoyzdik point. Seva charedim tells us, Seva charedim was in the generation of the Arizal, and Arizal is actually 2 days from now, it's Hashem, 3 days from now, in Lag Vaymer, when the Arizal was dancing by the Kever of Shem Bar Yochai, and he pulled the Charedim, Baal Charedim, the author of the Sefer Charedim, into the circle, and he was a shamish, he was a nister, no one knew who he was, And from that point on, everyone realized and found out all the greatness of the Charedim. From here we can learn that just like when the person says Kriya Shema, he has to be wearing the tefillin. If not, he's being made Eidu Sheker Batzma, he's saying false testimony about himself. So too, when we say Vahavta Eis Hashem, and she love Hashem, it's a mitzvah deraisa to love Hashem. Yiru lahachnis avas Hashem yizbarach belibay. Shlo yeh ka'iver, k'daiver rather, sheker chas Hashem. He has to make sure to put the love of Hashem inside of him. He has to yiru lahachnis avas Hashem yizbarach belibay, to put avas Hashem belibay. Because if not, it's as if chas Hashem, he's lying. He's saying he loves Hashem. What is he thinking about? Nothing. Not thinking about loving Hashem. The Chavetz Chaim in other places, actually in the beginning of the second Bi'ur Halacha, he says, what does it mean to come to love Hashem? Loving Hashem is Limud HaTorah. To learn Torah is to love Hashem. So a person saying he loves Hashem, he has to ask himself, do I have Sdarm to learn Torah? So if he's learning to listen to the Shurim, he obviously has Sdarm to learn Torah. So this that is brought down, the person is not wearing tefillin, and it's kmeid eidu sheker batzma, it's only if he's lazy and he's not doing the mitzvah properly. Avam yishe ein lo tefillin, the person doesn't have tefillin for whatever reason, oy kishu bederich o machmas kor vetzino, and he yochel haniach tefillin, cholakai gavno, or if he's traveling on the road, and it's too cold, too hot, he's not even to put on the tefillin, you have to know exactly what that means. Bevadai ein lo la'acher kriyashmash bizmano machmas zeh, the person is not fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin because of a different reason. Let's say it's freezing outside. You push it, you can't put in the tefillin, or it's too hot, whatever it might be. It's not because he's being lazy. If he's being lazy, that's when he's k'daiver k'meid edu shagir basma. He's like giving false testimony. But if a person has an oinus, whatever the oinus might be, beyond his control, he should make sure to recite Kriya Shema and put on tefillin when he can afterwards. Should not push off the Zman of Krishma, Bizmano, Machmazeh, because of this, as is brought down in Lavush and others as well. Mr. Shem will continue next year from Siv Hei, and we'll be discussing what is the Kavana a person should be having before he puts on the Tefillin.